Well, good morning. It is May 24th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 33. We're going to read the first half of Psalm 78 because it's pretty long. We're only going to read the first 37 verses, Psalm 78, 1 to 37, Isaiah chapter 25, and then 1 John chapter 3. So let's get into the Word. Numbers chapter 33 this morning. Numbers 33. These are the journeys of the sons of Israel, by which they came out from the land of Egypt by their armies under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses recorded their starting places according to their journeys, by the command of the Lord, and these are the journeys according to their starting places. They journeyed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month on the next day over the Passover. The sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all of their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down from among them. The Lord had also executed judgments on their gods. Then the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramses and camped in Sukkoth. They journeyed from Sukkoth and encamped in Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. And they journeyed from Etham and turned back to Pi-Heroth, which faces Baal Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. And they journeyed from before Haheroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Mara. And they journeyed from Mara and came to Elim. And in Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. And they camped there. They journeyed from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. And they journeyed from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. And they journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dolkah. And they journeyed from Dolkah and camped at Alush. And they journeyed from Alush and camped at Redathim. And now it was there that the people had no water to drink. And they journeyed from Redathim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. And they journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. And they journeyed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. And then they journeyed from Rithmah and camped at Rimmon Perez. And they journeyed from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. And they journeyed from Libna and camped at Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa and camped at Kelihatha. And they journeyed from Kelihatha and then camped at Mount Shaphur. And they journeyed from Mount Shaphur and camped at Haradah. And they journeyed from Haradah and camped at Makiloth. And they journeyed from Makiloth and camped at Taha. And they journeyed from Taha and camped at Terah. And they journeyed from Terah and camped at Mikthah. And they journeyed from Mikthah and journeyed and camped at Hashmonah. And they journeyed from Hashmonah and camped at Moseroth. And they journeyed from Moseroth and camped at Bene Jaqen. And they journeyed from Bene Jaqen and camped at Hor Hagadigag. And they journeyed from Hor Hagadigag and camped at Jobahfaha. And they journeyed from Jehoshaphat and camped at Habronah. And they journeyed from Habronah and camped at Ezion-Geber. And they journeyed from Ezion-Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is Kadesh. And they journeyed from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor at the end of the land of Edom. Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 14th year after the sons of Israel had come from the land of Egypt on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Now, the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the sons of Israel. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmonah. And they journeyed from Zalmonah and camped at Punon. And they journeyed from Punon and camped at Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and camped at Ai Abrabim and the border of Moab. And they journeyed from Aim and camped at Dibon Gad. And they journeyed from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathim. And they journeyed from Almon Diblathim and camped in the mountains of Abrim from before Nebo. And they journeyed from the mountains of Abrim and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho. And they camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeremoth as far as Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you and destroy all their figurehead stones and destroy all their molten images and demolish all of their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and live in it, For I have given the land to you to possess. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the larger you shall give more inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give less inheritance. Whenever the lot falls to anyone, that shall be his, and you shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come about that those whom you let remain of them will become as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your side, and they will trouble you in the land in which you live. And as I plan to do to them, so I will do to you. That was Numbers chapter 33. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms. We're going to read the first half of Psalm 78. Psalm 78, we're going to read verses 1 to 37. Psalm 78, Emmaskil of Asaph. Listen, O my people, to my instructions. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in the parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous work that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell them to their children, that they should put their confidence in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart, and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The sons of Ephraim were archers equipped with bows, and yet they turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God and refused to walk in his laws. They forgot his deeds and his miracles that he had shown them. He wrought wonders before their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters stand up like a heap. Then he led them with the cloud by day and all the night with a light of fire. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. He brought forth streams also from the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still continued to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And in their heart they put God to the test by asking food according to their desire. Then they spoke against God, and they said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, he struck the rock, so the water gushed out, and streams were overflowing. Can he give us bread also? Will he provide meat for his people? And therefore the Lord heard and was full of wrath. And a fire was kindled against Jacob, and an anger also mounted against Israel, because they did not believe in God, and did not trust in his salvation. And yet he commanded the clouds above, and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them to eat, and gave them food from heaven. Man did eat the bread of angels, and he sent them food in abundance, and he caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he directed the south wind, when he rained meat upon them like dust, even winged fowl like the sand of the sea. Then he let them fall in the midst of their camp, round about their dwellings. So they ate and were filled, and their desire he gave to them. And before they had satisfied their desire, while the food was still in their mouth, the anger of God rose against them and killed some of their stoutest ones and subdued the choice men of Israel. In spite of all this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wondrous works. And so he brought their days to an end in futility and their years in sudden terror. And when he killed them, then they sought him and returned and searched diligently for God. And they remembered that God was their rock and the most high God, their Redeemer. But they deceived him with their mouth and lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast towards him, nor were they faithful in his command, in his covenant. That was Psalm 78, 1 to 37. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks for your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. A palace of strangers is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt, and therefore a strong people will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you, for you have been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy and the distressed, the refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against a wall. Like heat and drought, you subdue the uproar of aliens. Like heat by the shadow of the cloud, the song of the ruthless is silenced. The Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all the peoples of this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow, refined aged wine. And on the mountain he will swallow up the coverings which is over all his people, even the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God for whom we have waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab will be trotted down in his place. That straw is trotted down in the water of the manure pile, and he will spread out his hands in the middle of it, as a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pride together with the trickery of his hands. The unassailable fortifications of your walls will he bring down, lay low and cast to the ground, even to the dust. That was Isaiah chapter 25. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to pick up in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 for our final reading today. First John chapter 3. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one is born of God. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. But this, the children of God, by this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We will know by this that we are of the truth, and will assure our hearts before him in whatever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Well, that was 1 John chapter 3, and that was our reading today for May 24th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. If you're behind a couple days, be sure to catch up. Maybe listen to another one today, and just leave a comment or a reaction as usual. I will see it, and I will mark it down. I encourage you to do that. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this word. Use it in our hearts and lives today, Lord, as we go about our business. Lord, pray for all of our activities tonight, Lord, Olympians, Team Club, Discipleship Class. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just, your hand of blessing would be upon them, that you would just give us just a good Wednesday, Lord, we pray. We love you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.